So hello my friends, Devon Lennox here, Photography PX. In today's video, we'll cover the best FPV goggles. Do know you can find timestamps and links in the description down below, and also know this is not a sponsored video. Let's get started. If you're looking to experience the excitement of drone racing or want a truly immersive experience, then FPV goggles are your best bet. These headsets give you a first-person view from the drone's camera so you can get a pilot's perspective from the air. And it's an addition that many pilots become fascinated with after experiencing since they offer better control, visibility, and accuracy to maneuver. But when it comes to goggles, there are many factors to consider. Some of these factors include their fit, IPD, the field of view, resolution, range, and much more. And it's an important decision as the wrong headset can lead to a bad experience or worse, a crash. So it's crucial to find the right headset that works best for your eyesight and facial shape. With that, we've created a detailed guide covering the factors you'll want to consider first, and we'll also cover the best FPV goggles on the present market. Coming in number 5, the FXT Viper V2. FXT's designed the Viper V2s with comfort and long-term handling in mind. It's a box-style headset easily large enough to accommodate your glasses comfortably. It features a 5-inch LCD with a resolution of 480p, a 45-degree field of view, and an adjustable aspect ratio. This screen also uses a patented periscope design with refractive mirrors, increasing the viewing distance and reducing eye strain. But FXT has also made several notable updates this go-around. Firstly, they've improved the headset DVR recording time, which now stands at 10 minutes. And secondly, they've refined its 40 channel diversity receiver. Otherwise, it offers both an HDMI input and an AV unit, letting you connect it to an external display. And the screen itself is also removable so that you can view it remotely when out in the field. Plus, it offers a removable sunshade, letting you quickly double check the line of sight at a moment's notice. Other bonuses include the XT60 power connector, included antennas, and a speaker. Overall, the FXT Viper V2 is an excellent choice for those who want a larger headset ready to accommodate most glasses. Coming in number 4, Fat Shark's Attitude V6. The Attitude V6 by Fat Shark is the latest release from this hit drone racing company. The V6 is a slimline headset boasting best-in-class resolution. In this case, it offers two LCOS screens with a resolution of 960p and an adjustable IPD and focus. New for this model is a refined housing, which is larger, but more importantly, more comfortable as well. Fat Shark has also expanded the field of view, which now sits at 39 degrees rather than 30 degrees. Otherwise, it also houses a diversity receiver and an included receiver module, and other bonuses include antennas. Overall, Fat Shark's Attitude V6 is an excellent option for those interested in entering the Shark Bite system. Coming in number 3, SkyZone's Cobra X. The Cobra X by SkyZone is their latest mid-range model. It's a box-style headset offering a lightweight and ergonomic design, ready to accommodate small-framed glasses. It features a 4.1-inch LCD with a resolution of 720p, a 50-degree field of view, and an adjustable aspect ratio. But the Cobra X boasts a clever design amongst traditional box-style goggles. That is, it uses a 45-degree refractive mirror to reduce its size. Doing so also increases the effective viewing distance and reduces eye strain. Otherwise, it has three power options, one of which is support for 5 volts USB-C, so you can charge it using a power bank. It even boasts a removable module so that you can replace the included 48-channel diversity receiver module with an aftermarket option if you'd like. But it's unlikely you'll take advantage of this ability, as the receiver here offers performance that matches several higher-end headsets. Other bonuses include a 3-axis head tracker, a built-in DVR, and included antennas. Overall, SkyZone's Cobra X delivers excellent reliability and image quality at an ultra-affordable price, and it's among the best headsets in its class. Coming in number 2, DJI's FPV version 2. DJI's FPV version 2 refines the original model with better connectivity. It's a slimline headset that debuts as their second model offering an electronic transmission system rather than analog. Traditionally, electronic transmission headsets offered too much lag to be reliable, but with this release, DJI's managed to refine the technology with matching latency. Now pilots get superior resolution and fidelity using an 810p resolution screen with a 54-degree field of view and a faster refresh rate. Otherwise, it houses 4 dual-band antennas that support both 2.4 and 5.8 GHz, and DJI includes a battery rated for 110 minutes of flight. Overall, DJI's FPV version 2 is an excellent option for newcomers wanting to experience the world of digital transmission and skip analog altogether, and it's the perfect suit for their Mavic lineup. Coming at number one, Itchin's EV800D. The EV800D is among the best FPV solutions around, especially at its price point. It's a box-style headset that features a built-in 40-channel 5.8 GHz diversity receiver and a 5-inch SVGA LCD screen with a 82-degree field of view. It also offers a built-in battery, which is rated for 2 hours of use, yet surprisingly it has a built-in DVR to record the flight, a feature typically reserved for higher-end models. Its display is also detachable too, so you can refine the FPV system without having the goggles on your face. Other bonuses include dual antennas and a built-in speaker. Overall, Itchin's EV800D is an excellent option for entry-level pilots and enthusiasts looking for something fully featured but affordable, and it's the perfect means for beginners wanting to experience the thrills of FPV. So there you have it, my friends. There's our list of the best FPV goggles. For more information, check out our website, photographypx.com. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you for watching today's video. I hope you found the contents of today's video insightful and it added value to you. If you're new here, please consider subscribing if you haven't done so already. Let us know if we overlooked something or we missed something that we covered in today's video. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. Photography.